first public hearing is change of zone number 1767, Adele M. Bayuli.
Yes, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.867 acres, more or less, for land lying south of U.S. Route 9, Lewis-Georgetown Highway, and 1,000 feet west of Road 282, Arabian Acres Road, with a 911 address of 28990 Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of 334, map 10, parcel 31.05 and 31.06. For the benefit of the commission, I've just passed down copies of the survey submitted with the application. We did receive three agency comments, first comment being from Department of Transportation. It was dated July 17 of 2014. It was in the form of a letter and a service level evaluation, and they references that the department recommends that the rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed, that the current level of service E of Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District, and it was received on March 20th of 2015 in the form of a memorandum, and it references that there are two soil types on this property that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, that it is not likely that the project will necessitate on-site drainage improvements, and that no tax ditches are affected. We also heard from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and those comments were received on March 23rd, 2015, again in the form of a memorandum, and they reference that the property is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. The survey that was presented by the applicant when the application was filed in November 19th of 2014 shows the two lots proposed for consideration for B1 zoning and shows the dwelling on parcel number 3 of those two parcels. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir, you are?
My name is David Hackett. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, Mr. Bagulli.
All right, sir.
Mr. Bagulli, the applicant, is a local businessman. He owns and operates Colorwise and More, M-O-R-E, which is based in Rehoboth Beach. And it is a custom painting company and decorated wall designer that specializes in custom interior and exterior paint, both residential and commercial, designing and producing unique wall finishes, and also window treatment design. Mr. Bagulli says he's getting into the closet organization area now. The property is located, as Mr. Lank indicated, on the south side of the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, near Lewis. It's about 1,000 feet west of Arabian Acres Road. It fronts 300 feet on Route 9 and has a depth of approximately 430 feet. It had been originally subdivided into two lots. We're asking that the change of zone apply to both lots. The applicant's residence is located on the eastern one half of the property, and he proposes to build a 5,000 square foot building on the western one half of the property, being 150 feet wide, and to contain three retail store units. He proposes to locate a showroom for his business in one of those units. There are a number of businesses and commercial uses located within the immediate area. There's several properties that are zoned C1, and immediately to the east of the site on Route 9 is a property used as an antique store under a conditional use. Across from the property is the Moose Lodge, and that's located on the north side of Route 9. Immediately to the west of the Moose Lodge are several businesses, starting with, I was just told that an architect, Mr. Beta, has opened up an office on one property near the Moose Lodge. As you go further along, there's the Building Supply Depot, Grizzly's Compost, Millman's Appliances, Beeman's Antique Gallery, and Steele's Gun Shop. Route 9, as you know, is a major arterial route in the county. And the trend of development along Route 9 between Georgetown and Lewis has been business and commercial over the years. It's gotten to the point that this trend has caused the site to be more valuable and acceptable as a commercial property as opposed to residential property. B1 neighborhood business zoning is appropriate for this area because it contemplates the type of retail stores that Mr. Bicoli proposes. The change of zoning will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The change of zoning is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Zoning Map. This is located in a rural low-density area, and it is a permitted business development is a permitted use in that area. The plans for any use of the property will be subject to further review by the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the appropriate agencies. We respectfully request that the Commission recommend to the County Council approval of the change of zone and transfer that or convey that request to the County Council.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the Commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you explain to me what the purpose of the big building that's currently being built behind what appears to be the residence?
Mr. Bicoli, can you?
Yes, thank you. That's actually...
Sir, I need you to give us your name, please.
And your address.
Adele Bagoli, 28990 Rose Georgetown Highway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm building a board barn. That's for my trucks and for the painting. So I have quite a lot of equipment. I have four vans, and that's where I store them. I mean, especially when this winter, I mean, we had such cold weather. I mean, I had problem with freezing paint and material. So I just decided to go ahead and apply for a license and build a building.
So the building that's being built back behind the house, how was that applied for under the county?
I'm sorry.
Did you get a building permit for that building that's being put up?
Yes, I have a general contractor. He's working. He did that. He got the permit. I have the pole on the site and I got permit for that. Yes.
So Mr. Lang, do you know how was that built as a personal garage, or what was the purpose of that big building that's being built?
If a permit was issued, it would have been for a personal use, not for a business.
So then the building that's being built that he's talking about housing equipment and trailers is not an appropriate building?
It's not an appropriate building unless he gets a rezoning or a conditional use, because it's an agricultural zone right now, and it's only for it would be for personal use.
Right.
Thank you. And while I have you speaking, Mr. Lank, was this not one that was turned down previously for a similar type use, perhaps on a little grander scale? I remember a couple years ago we had an application for this site, I believe it was this site, where they were proposing multiple buildings for uses as shops and perhaps not so much as stores, but I believe they were like talking about contractor type buildings with garages underneath and houses on top. And
I don't remember that being on this parcel. It may have been. I have to go back and research.
Okay.
We're not aware of that. Mr. Begoli has owned these lots for, 3 years now?
2 years.
2 years.
Okay. I'm surprised my memory went back that far. I guess maybe because I wrote the motion for denial. But
well, that's still subject to verification as to whether your memory goes back that far.
It usually doesn't. Does your parcel include the building that's already been built, which would be to the west of your house? There's a big, looks like a big building there already.
That's not part of the building.
That's another parcel.
Yeah, that's another parcel.
Okay. And
I believe you're referring to the pole barn.
There's a pole barn, right. Some look like a similar size to the ones being built now.
It's located to the west area, yeah, of this property.
Okay. So when you're talking about, I believe we're talking about, three offices that you were planning to build?
Three retail
businesses. Is it going to be in one building or multiple buildings?
Be in one building. Yes.
Has there been any discussion with DelDOT about entrance permits?
Yeah, I just want to do the change zoning first, and then probably like that would happen in a year or two. So it's not going to be happening right away.
And in your estimation, the conditional, the B1 zoning was more appropriate than the conditional use?
That was my recommendation, yes.
I can tell you from the commission standpoint, sometimes a change of zone does present a problem because when you talk about what you want to put there on the property, that's more of a site plan issue than a change of zone issue. And once a person has a B1 or C1, CR1 zoning change, they can pretty much do whatever's in the code. So, Mr. Chairman, at this time I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Burton.
Do you plan on staying in the house, or will the three retail businesses encompass the two combined lots?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please? Yep.
Mr. Hackett, back a little bit here.
I'm causing this trouble.
Do you plan on staying in the house and
yes,
putting the three retail units on the next lot?
Yeah, I have a house. That's an existing house that I purchased in December 2012. And then, yeah, that's my main residence. That's the only house I have. And so that, I'm planning to stay there, yeah.
So then you would put a retail building over here that the three units would, the three retail. So you would put a building like that?
Yes.
Okay. And you're combining the lots for what reason?
Mr. Hackett's, recommendation, so yeah.
Okay.
Because the first lot, what I did is I purchased one lot where the house is built now, and then after, a year or so, I bought the other lot. And that lot, that's where I'm going to put the gallery, basically, to do the window treatments, because I've been a dealer for a long time now, and also the closet organization. And in this area, there is nothing like actually closet organization gallery, so that'll be like, you showcase actually a powder room and master closet and laundry, garage closet, so that'll be fairly big actually.
Do you see it going over to the other lot? I guess my question would be, why didn't you just ask for the B1 on the empty lot?
That was Mr. Hackett's recommendation, so I really didn't know better. Okay. So.
And the plan is to build a 5,000 square foot building?
Really an estimate. I have nothing honestly in mind, but something where I can put a nice, decent gallery, good size gallery to encompass both, the window treatment and the closet organization.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Gentlemen, just as a friendly reminder that this is an application for a change of zone. The only question that we have to answer this evening is this parcel appropriate for the zoning that's being requested? The site plan information is interesting and informative, but it really isn't the basis for a decision. So I want to pass it on now to you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you for that reminder, Mr. Chairman, and with that in mind, I don't have a question at this point. What I was going to ask was more along the track of Mr. Johnson's thoughts, so I won't make that a part of the record at this point. Thank you.
Okay. I don't mean to put a damper on the discussion, but I just want to
point out
for the reasons that Mr. Johnson pointed out, that the applicant could receive a change of zone, sell the property next week, and anything permitted in a B1 zone can happen by right at that point. So that's why the real question is this site appropriate for the zoning that's being requested? Go ahead, Mr. Ross.
So, Mr. Hackett, I just want to make sure I understand your intent is to combine the two parcels to make it one tax ID?
No, that's not our intention. We're just asking that the two parcels be zoned B1.
So the two parcels, if we approved your request, would retain their individual identities and could be sold separately?
That's correct, unless the commission would want to put a restriction on that. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know that we can put a restriction on a change of zone.
You cannot.
And so, really, this is almost two change of zone requests. It's not one, it's two. Because if we recommended approval and the council agreed, the day after the agreement, the applicant could decide to sell one of the parcels.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, that's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
I would like to mention again that, of course, all site plans would have to be approved by planning and zoning. What we're saying is that B1 contemplates this type of enterprise. Mm-hmm. And you're correct in saying that we can put whatever we want on there, but as long as it is a permitted use within
that
zone.
Of course, sure.
And that's why I didn't recommend that he get his site plan together before we come in here, because
absolutely. I think everyone understands that.
Okay.
And that's why I made the point of mentioning it. So certainly that kind of information is useful, it's informative. It doesn't form the basis of a decision, though.
Right.
So no, but you're fine. This is just fine.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Ross, are you?
I'm done.
You
yes.
Concluded?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then. Ms. Cornwell, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Lank?
No question, but just to advise the applicant and anyone present, if this property is zone B1, the setbacks get increased substantially over the AR1 zoning with a conditional use. The setbacks on the side become 20 feet instead of 15, and the rear yard becomes 30 instead of 20, and the internal dividing line for the dwelling becomes 10 on that lot number 3, and the internal side line for lot 2 becomes 5 for a commercial business type use.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1767, Adele M. Bayuli? Is anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1767? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Just one statement for the record. Mr. Hackett handed me
proposed findings of fact, which is standard. So
I'm sorry, Mr. Hackett. I didn't mean to run over you there. I should have asked you if you had anything else. I beg your pardon.
They'll be part of the record.
Absolutely, they definitely will be part of the record. Thank you. Anyone else have any other questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.